We will be learning today the book of Mishlei, chapter 5, Perek Hey. We'll be starting at Pasuk Zayin. The book of Mishlei, written by Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon himself, in this chapter speaks to the importance of faithfulness, and it compares Avodah Zarah to straying and not being faithful. And it compares a person sticking to their own tradition, to their own faith in Hashem, as a person being faithful to their spouse. So the example of Avodah Zarah is this sort of the seductive pleasure of the moment that is drawing a person out of their faithful relationship. And the warning Shlomo HaMelech gives them is, he says, don't give in to temptation. Don't think that you'll sort of just be able to sin and then everything's going to go back to normal. So he says, Pasuk Zayin, V'ata banim shim'u li ve'al tasuru me'imreipi. Now, my sons, listen to me and do not disobey what I'm telling you. Harchek me'alea darkecha ve'al tikra betach beita. Stay away from the house of this unfaithful one. And don't even come close to her house. And like I said, the rabbis learn from here both a metaphorical lesson and a practical lesson. It says that a person is not allowed to come within even distance of the home of Avodah Zarah, but also a place of impropriety, a brothel, anything like that. You can't even come close. Why should you do this? Because if you do this, if you go with the unfaithful one, you will give your years away to something that is not yours. You'll give away your beauty, ushnotcha, you'll give away your most beautiful time to achzarim, to a cruel one. Even though temptation seems rewarding, it seems like it's something that's gonna just be harmless, you should know it's not just something harmless. You'll end up giving your years to something very, very cruel. You think about it, you think about things like opioids, right? Where it's nice, it's tempting. You're like, why not? What harm? It seems like it's so rewarding. But in fact, not only is it not pleasurable, not only is it not rewarding, but it's shnotecha le'achzari. You're going to end up giving yourself to something very cruel if you succumb to temptation. Penis be'uzarim kochecha, Shlomo HaMelech continues, if you go down the path of temptation, others will satiate themselves with your strength. Ve'atzabecha be'beit nochri, and the things that are most precious to you, the things that you work on most, are going to be found in the home of someone else. And it's such a powerful metaphor, because comes to temptation, people think about the short-term reward, whether it's opioids, impropriety, whatever it is, people think, oh, I'll do it, I'll get the pleasure, and then life will continue and will be all the more fun. No. Shlomo HaMelech says, you will end up giving your life to something very cruel. Don't do that. Listen to me, I'm telling you. Keep what is yours. Don't give your life away. Shnotecha le'achzari. And what's going to happen, whether we're talking about the Avodah Zarah, whether we're talking about the seductive woman who's taking him away from his faithful wife, or whether we're talking about an example like I gave of opioids or things that really destroy people's lives, Pasuk Yudal of Shlomo HaMelech says, V'nahamta b'acharitecha, you will moan and cry after all this happens. B'chlot b'sarcha u'sherecha, once you've lost everything you have to addiction, to temptation, to Avodah Zarah, once you do all that, then you're gonna b'nahamta b'acharitecha, you will be very, very regretful. B'chlot b'sarcha v'sherecha, as your flesh and anything left of you is gone, you will say v'amarta. You will say, how did I hate musar? How did I hate wisdom? How did I hate rebuke? How did I hate advice? V'tochachat ma'atz libi. Not only did I not accept the advice, but I resented it. I hated it. I didn't listen to it. And that is something that you'll end up regretting. V'lo shamata b'kol morai, and you did not, and you said, I'm sorry, v'lo shamati b'kol morai, I did not listen to my teachers. V'limelamdai lo hititi ozni, I did not put my ear and heed the call of those who teach me. Kim'at hayiti b'chol ra, b'toch ka'al ve'eda, I was almost in every negative thing. And now Shlomo HaMelech comes to the positive side of all of this. So he tells you, be careful. Don't give away your life. Don't give away your dignity. Don't give away your energy. Don't give it away to temptation. Don't give it away to the Isha Zara, the woman who's seducing you to destroy everything you have and take away your faithful relationship. Don't go in that direction. Right, so now he's telling on a good kind. I'd like to thank my friend Josh for joining us for this shiur. It's a very meaningful addition to the shiur. Thank you, Josh, for being with us. All right, so he continues and he says in next pasuk, "Shtei mayim miborecha venozlim mitoch be'erecha." Drink water from your own well, your own water spring, venozlim mitoch be'erecha. And if you do that, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen if you drink water from your own well, yafutu ma'inotecha chutza b'rechobot palgei mayim. Your wells are going to go to others. And it goes to what Shlomo HaMelech said before. When you have a flame, sorry, it wasn't in Mishlei, I was confusing with something else. But we say it with regard to candles. When you light a candle, and your candle goes from one to the other, then both candles remain lit. So if you take one candle and light another candle and another candle, the candle isn't diminished by more candles. And so too, if you stick to your wisdom, ultimately that wisdom, your faithfulness, will spread on to others. There's a beautiful story that Rabbi Jonathan Sacks shared. It was a video that was going around after the passing, the recent passing of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha. And he says the story where he was on a vacation in Eilat, and he goes on a boat out to the Gulf of Aqaba, and they're looking at the barren mountains of Eilat of Israel, and the person driving the boat tells him and his wife, he says, "Where are you from?" And they say, "We're from London." And he says, the boat driver says, "Oh, that London is a beautiful place, remarkable place. I really love visiting the gardens, the palaces, just an incredibly beautiful place." He recognizes, he acknowledges the beauty of England and of London. Then he turns to them and he points at the mountains, at the barren mountains of the deserts in Israel. And he says with great pride and a big smile, "But this is ours." There's nothing like taking pride in something that is yours. And Shlomo HaMelech says, if you remain faithful, whether it's the man remaining faithful to his wife, whether it's us remaining faithful and not coming close to Avodah Zarah, whether it's staying away from temptations, whether it's opioids, sin, anything, then you should know, yafutsu ma'inotecha achutza, eventually, that's going to spread on to others. However, the difference is, yu lecha levadecha ve'ein lezarim itach. Who gets credit when all that gets out there? You alone get credit, as opposed to the man who comes to the seductive woman and loses everything. He, the one who remains faithful, will get credit for everything. And Yehi Mikolcha Baruch, now he really says some really beautiful things in terms of the metaphor of the faithfulness to the Torah and the faithfulness to marriage or relationship. Yehi Mikolcha Baruch, you will be blessed in wherever you are. Your well will be blessed. Usmach Me'eshet Neurecha, take joy in the wife of your, youth. And then he says, Ayelet ahavim beyelat chen. The faithful wife is compared to a gazelle, I think I'm translating it right, where the gazelle, they're so faithful to one another. It's not a deer. It's like a something that's more similar to what's in the Middle East. It's compared also, you say like a, very famous verse. I forgot it for a second. We say like a gazelle on a water. So too I yearn to you, God. King David says in Tehillim, like a gazelle on water, I yearn to you, God. So he says, if you stay with your faithful wife, you guys are going to be like a gazelle and their spouse, and just really only beauty and only joy. That will be true love. And so too, Shlomo HaMelech compares the beauty of faithfulness to God, faithfulness to Hashem, and faithfulness of a couple. And it's the difference between the short-term temptation and the long-term temptation is that the long-term temptation is actually real love. It's something that remains. It's going to stay with you always, as opposed to the other example of avodah zarah, idol worship, sort of going with the trivial and passing temptation. It goes, it comes and it goes. But here, ba'avatati shgeh tamid, you will love her always. Ve'lama tishgeh b'ni b'zara u'techabek chek nochriya. My son, he says, why would you go with the strange, with the unknown, with the out of place, with the out of place worship? Lama tishgeh b'ni b'zara u'techabek chek nochriya. Why would you go with the avodah zarah? Why would you go with the nochriyah? Why would you go with the unfaithful wife when you have a loving and faithful wife? Ki nochach einei Hashem darkei ish v'chol ma'aglotav mefales. Hashem looks at the way of a person. And this is so important because sometimes when it comes to Judaism and commandments, we try and check boxes. We say, okay, I did this, I did this, I did that. I kept Shabbat, I didn't speak Lashon Hara, I studied Torah. But sometimes we can forget about the bigger picture, the idea of being faithful, being kind, being gracious. And so it says, King Solomon says, Hashem isn't only looking at your list of checkboxes. Hashem is looking at the way you speak to others, at the way you go shopping, at the way you spend your time. That's what Hashem is looking at. Nochach Hashem, Hashem is looking at the ways of each and every person. At each and every person. Again, I want to thank you. We have people joining us from all over, and it's really great that everyone's here. Toda rabba. I really appreciate it, and I hope you're enjoying it too. If anyone has any feedback ever, please share it with me. All right, here we go. Ki nochach einei Hashem darkei ish. The paths of every person are in front of Hashem. The chol ma'aglotav mefales, and Hashem is going to look at all the different ways that you conduct yourself and how you conduct yourself. And now he goes and continues to speak about the example of the stumbler. Avonotav ilkedunu et harasha ubechavlei chatato itamech. The sins of the wicked will catch him, and eventually he will be caught up in his own sin. And you see this so many times where so often a person gets punished for their sins by their own sins. They do something and that ends up catching up with them. What they've done now ends up catching them tomorrow, later, a year later, 100 years later, it catches up with their grandchildren. Eventually, everything catches up with you. So, the wicked one gets caught up with his own sins, with his own mistakes, and in the ropes of his sin, he will get caught up. And this is something that's obviously very true. You see it in life, how things catch up with people. And the example of comparing a sin to a rope, where he says, "Bechavlecha tato itamech," is one that's mentioned throughout the prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, they speak about chavlei avon, the ropes of sin. Why? Because the sin, it's like a rope. You do something, you get to walk a little, you walk a little here, you walk a little there, you walk around, but eventually it ties you down. And so Shlomo HaMelech says, the Rasha, the wicked one, he gets eventually caught up with his chavlei chatato, with his sins. Hu yamut ben musar. He will die without any musar. He will die without any corrections. Urob ibalto yishget. And he will stumble on his own foolishness. So we're talking about hu yamut ben musar. If he doesn't listen to what he should be listening to, if the rasha doesn't listen to what he should be listening to, then it will catch up with him and get him. Again, I want to thank my friend Josh for his insights here. Now, Shlomo HaMelech is going to speak about a very, very important phenomenon, and that is the concept of a guarantor. I don't know how common it is in the United States or other places, but in the Middle East, it's very common. And in ancient times, it's surely common. Where when you want to take out a loan, you have to have someone who's going to sign and say, okay, this person's going to pay it back, a guarantor. So in Israel, it's called a arev, someone who's going to guarantee that you're going to pay it back. Now, how does he guarantee that you're going to pay it back? So the way he guarantees it is he says, listen, if this guy doesn't pay, then you come to me and it's as if I took it out. And the question is, should you be that guarantor? Should you be that? Should you be that guarantor? Should you be the person who guarantees that loan? And should anyone? Is it a nice thing? I'm reminded of a story in Israel. It's called the Arev. So there was someone who went to the bank and he wanted a loan. He wanted a mortgage, and there was a big line behind him. And the bank manager said, I'm sorry, we cannot give you a loan because you don't have a guarantor. You don't have a arev, someone who's going to guarantee it for you. And so my father was there. This story was with my father. And my father sort of piped up from the back of the line and he said, look, it says, Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. All of Bnei Yisrael, all of Yisrael are responsible for one another, need to guarantee one another. So why are you giving this guy a hard time? So the bank manager picked up the mortgage paperwork and said, all right, do you want to sign here? You're welcome to sign here. And so obviously my father didn't sign, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech speaks about in the next pasuk. Bni, im aravta l'reyecha, if you decide to place yourself as a guarantor to someone else, takata l'zah, stranger, and you make a guarantee for them, recognize that you put your name on the line and that you are now responsible for that. It's not just a nice thing to do. Recognize that you are now the person who's at the next in line for this loan. And so the question is, should you be that person? Our instinct is, yeah, it's like, yeah, why not? Be a nice person. Sign that guarantee. But he says, Bni, if you guarantee your friend, you have given your friend, you have given them your handshake. Tkiat kaf in Hebrew means you give someone your hand, you give them a handshake. That is it. You gave your word, you're in it. And so there's you don't have a way out, and it's sort of a way of saying, listen, once you've given your word, that's it, you're fixed, you're in it, and so it's a binding agreement. So what happens with this alev? That we bezrat Hashem every single day on Sunday through Friday, we are here between 12 and 12:20 Eastern time. We'll continue bezrat Hashem Sunday. And right here in chapter 6 of Mishlei, thank you so much for joining everyone. I know everyone has taken time from a busy schedule in the middle of the day. So thank you so much for joining. Thank you especially again to Josh And much appreciated. Bezat Hashem, everyone should have a very good day. Yishal koach. And it should be a good day, a nice day for everyone. And we'll see you all on
We will be learning Sunday. Today the book of Mishlei, chapter 5.